Was it the same place?
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling because I have a charge, and this is the number showing my account for $49. And I don't know what that charge is for.
Let me check
Hello?
That.
Okay.
Can I have your zip code?
92354 is my zip code.
92354?
Uh-huh.
And your name?
My name is Lisa Lopez.
Okay, I see your name here.
So there's a charge for $49. What is the exact amount? $49.89 on my account on February 14th.
Okay, can you confirm your shipping address, please?
25590 Prospect Avenue 7E Loma Linda. What is that charge for?
Let me check. Give me 1 second. Okay. I can see that you participated in a contest to win a Dyson vacuum machine. And in order to do that, you had to subscribe to the Bytes meal planning app. And that lets you count your calories and gives you recipe guides that you can follow.
So I do not want to be charged $49 for that.
I don't want that. Well, we can offer you to give you the app for $20 a month if you want to keep it.
No, I don't want to keep it.
Okay, let me go ahead and cancel that subscription. Okay, ma'am, the subscription is canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, so will that amount be refunded back to my account?
The most I can do is offer you a 25% refund, ma'am. Because it was already, you had the app for a month already.
I didn't have any app. Nothing was downloaded. I didn't have anything. I didn't receive anything for that amount.
Is your email lisalight@aol.com?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, all the information was sent to that email. I'm sorry you didn't download it, but that's the most I can do.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and call my bank. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Call the bank, not now, but tomorrow. And call them, tell me the two charges that you didn't authorize.
Wait, it's on there.